This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Forecasters have issued hurricane warnings for parts of Louisiana coast as Tropical Storm Barry churns ominously in the Gulf of Mexico. U.S. President Donald Trump declared a state of emergency in Louisiana Thursday night, authorizing the Department of Homeland Security and the Federal Emergency Management Agency to coordinate federal funds and resources to help the state cope with the storm and its aftermath. Meteorologist Benjamin Schott has a warning for the residents.
Heavy rainfall will be possible. Major to near or even record flooding will be possible on rivers and streams around the area.
The National Hurricane Center expects Barry to strengthen before landfall and hit the coast as a Category 1 storm late Friday or early Saturday. A Russian transport jet Friday delivered the first parts of the $2.2 billion missile system to a Turkish military airbase outside Ankara, causing concern from Brussels to Washington. Turkish Defense Minister Hulusi Akar told the acting U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper by phone Friday that Ankara remains under what he called a serious air and missile threat, and buying the S-400s was a necessity. He added that it did not indicate a change in Turkey's strategic orientation. Washington says that the S-400, with its advanced radar that could potentially be used to target NATO jets, threatens to compromise NATO military systems in Turkey. The United States has ruled out delivery of its latest F-35 jet if the Russian missiles are in fact deployed. U.S. President Trump on Friday defended his decision to halt a legal fight to add citizenship questions to the 2020 U.S. Census forms. This is a day after issuing an executive order directing the Department of Commerce to obtain citizenship data through other means. Speaking before departing the White House, Mr. Trump said he did not back down on the citizenship question. This is VOA News. Labor Secretary Alex Acosta is resigning amid renewed scrutiny of how he handled a secret plea deal with accused sexual abuser Jeffrey Epstein. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Acosta stood alongside as President Trump announced the decision at the White House.
I said, you don't have to do this.
But Acosta said it was the right thing to do, saying criticism of the deal he oversaw as U.S. attorney in Miami that let Epstein avoid federal charges in 2008 was becoming the Labor Department's focus.
Talking about a case that's 12 years old, rather than about the amazing economy we have right now.
The Justice Department's now investigating the plea deal, and top Democrats had been demanding Acosta quit. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Gibraltar police said on Friday that they had released all four crew members of the Iranian Grace 1 tanker on bail without charge after officials detained the ship last week on suspicion of breaking European sanctions by taking oil to Syria. Gibraltar police said earlier on Friday that they had arrested the two second mates from the tanker a day after the vessel's captain and chief officer were arrested. In a statement, the police said all four crew members received bail with conditions. It did not elaborate, but said the investigation was ongoing and that the Grace One remains in custody. British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt.
And we are being clear to Iran that we are not seeking to escalate this situation. The reason that the Grace One was seized was because of the destination. It was going to Syria. That was a clear breach of sanctions.
Iranian Foreign Minister spokesman Abbas Mousavi said Friday the seizure of the tanker has consequences and that Britain's legal pretext for the capture are not valid. The Trump administration has won its fight to be able to penalize so-called sanctuary cities. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in favor of the Justice Department and lifted an injunction, saying the agency was within its rights to give communities that cooperate with immigration officials priority status for multi-million dollar police grants. Los Angeles sued after the city, which offers sanctuary to migrants, failed to obtain the federal funding. Federal courts have blocked many of the other efforts by the Trump administration to entice cities to work with immigration authorities. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And you can find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello. Border One. Happy weekend and welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. I've got a wonderful show for you today with music from all across the continent. In this month of July, Canada hosts two major African music festivals, Afrofest in Toronto and Nuit d'Afrique in Montreal. So several of the songs in today's playlist are by artists who will be headlining at those festivals. This gives you a taste of what the soundtrack to these wonderful events might be like. Also, July is full of Africa World Cup matches, as you know. Wins, loses, shock and awe. I've been bringing you some of the team's favorite music since the Cup started June 21st. And today, I have one more song to add to that for the Black Stars of Ghana. Now, Song of the Week is from Kenya. It's called Extravaganza, and Kwame Ofori joins me to present that. And then finally, as luck would have it, our trusted reporter from Nairobi, Bill Odidi, has an interview with the artist behind that song, Extravaganza. So, after you hear the song, we'll cut straight to that interview and get the inside scoop from that talented group of rising stars. There's more music, too. Glam, Afropop, neo-traditional, and a 1980 recording of the Likembe Giants in Brazzaville from our newly digitized Music Time in Africa archive. So, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. From 2004, Bamako, Mali, here is Kalanege by the late Issa Bagayoko.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. That was Issa Bakayogo from Mali with Kala Nege. It's track 7 from his 2004 album, Tasuman Khan. Issa Bakayogo passed away in 2016. I'm Heather Maxwell, and we are at the top of Music Time in Africa. Like I already mentioned, Canada is host to a couple of big music festivals. Afrofest is one. It's happening July 6th and 7th in Toronto. And this artist, Elida Almeida, is in the lineup. She's been growing more and more popular in the world music festival circuit. And here's one of my favorite songs by Elida, Ezomba, featuring Jorge.
Ezomba, Ezomba.
Hi, everybody. I'm Heather, and that was the beautiful voice of Miss Elida Almeida from Cape Verde. She and this next artist from Burkina Faso will be lighting up the Afrofest stage in Toronto this month. This is Ameti Maria with Bie Bie.
Yeah.
Guys, that was Ameti Maria from Burkina Faso. I'm Heather,
and this is Music Time in Africa.
Jumbo Africa, hakuna matata. Jumbo Africa, hakuna matata.
Hello everybody, this is Japan, and you're listening to the Voice of America. Thank you for listening.
Okay, so these next two songs are inspirational in lyric. My Way by Stanley Eno, and then Most High by Flavor, featuring his young, blind, adopted son, Sema G. Wefor. If you need to get lifted up today, peoples, listen hard to these two songs and just see what happens. I think you're gonna feel better.
Me, I find my way. My brother, find your way too. Life now turn my job. Your man put 12 hours on me. Me had to find my way. My sister find your way too. Life now turn my job. Your man put 12 hours on me. So just follow me up. So just follow me up. Moi là tu me wanna wanna. Nous ensemble chape on fait que falla falla. Toi tu sais au quoi que tu fais que halla halla. Give it holla holla, then give it holla holla, eh. Moi là tu me wonder wonder. Nous on sort le chapeau en fait que voilà voilà. Toi tu sais au quoi tu fais que holla holla. Give it holla holla, then give it holla holla, eh. Tous les jours au boulot on ne dort pas. Le jet est privé, moi je veux ça. L'amour là, l'amour là. C'est Dieu qui donne. Tous les jours au boulot on ne dort pas. Le jet est privé, moi je veux ça. L'amour là, l'amour là. C'est Dieu qui donne.
La moula, la moula,
la moula, la moula.
C'est Dieu qui donne. Tous les jours en Music Time in Africa.
Lord, you are the most. Hallowed be thy name. Lord, you are the most. Hallowed be thy name. Lord, you are the most. Hallowed be thy name. Lord, you are the most. Hallowed be thy name.
You tell me, say me kind of that everything's gonna be okay. You are the father to the fatherless, the miracle walking God. You make the blind man to see. You made the crippled man to walk. You are the lily of Galilee. You make impossible possible.
To gym on a Tuesday, then to the studio on Wednesday. I work it out till Thursday morning. I be chilling on a Friday. I play some shows on Saturday. If you ask me what my best day is, it's when I praise you on Sunday morning. I got my truth in my mind.
Hello, darlings. This is Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa, and we just came off a back-to-back run of two inspirational songs, My Way and Most High.
Hello, world. My name is Wiala, the Lioness of Africa, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell. Keep it locked.
How y'all doing? Are you feeling good? Well, I hope so. Now I'm taking us to 20th century Brazzaville. This is a recording of Likembe Giants, a 1980 broadcast of Music Time in Africa. Yep, this excerpt comes straight from our newly digitized Music Time in Africa archive.
Solo no conari cambo banga. Boto indi mu kolungwa bando kibambanda ngana mama aina yotisa angu ya polo polo kamba kufibaninga banga atiki biso na mawaya kongo biso tosuka wapi baninga ye mabiri ya mwana mama batunda tata polo nga mabiri u tata polo kipa butunda tata polo maria u tata polo nga mabiri ale tata polo kipise mikuwa tata polo maria u tata polo solo baninga ye tata polo kipa butunda tata polo lesasa polo gambara mibale
Right. Hello, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. You just heard a wonderful sample of a 1980 broadcast of Music Time in Africa. You can access all of Leo Sarkisian's old radio shows starting from 1965 online now. Yes, go to mtia.sites.uofmhosting.net. Just click listen and you are in.
Music Time in Africa. Awesome. Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
The 33rd edition of the International Nuit d'Afrique Festival in Montreal, Canada opens July 9th. And the golden voice of Africa, Salif Keita from Mali, is the heavyweight to perform there. Here's Tonton, a track from Salif's latest and last album, Un Autre Blanc.
Missy Dan, Nanny, Missy T, the killing me. Too yummy funny, the killing me. Yeah, the killing me. Nakanuleco, Kelly Arabini, Shiriko, half on the corner for Yonko. They are a bit of co, Kalete Maloya, Concala Maloya, half on the corner for Yonko, madam. Yana Moko, Kalete Yamfafe, Concala Yamfayo.
Yeah.
I'm Susanna Wio from Kenya. You're listening to Music Time in Africa with Dr. Maxwell.
So as you all know, the Africa World Cup is going strong. The past few weeks since the Cup started, I've played you some songs that are important to players and to fans from different teams. And this week, well, I've only got one, and here it is, but it's a little different than what you're used to because it's not actually a song. It's a rhythm. It's called Panloko, and it was mostly played by the Ga ethnic group who live mostly around the capital city in Accra. But now Panloko is performed and enjoyed throughout the country and is what lights the fire under the black stars of Ghana. Woo! Woo! That was Panloko, the rhythm and dance that fires up the black stars of Ghana in this year's Africa World Cup. Now it's time for Song of the Week, and Kwame Ofori joins me in the studio. Hey, Kwame.
Hey, Heather, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
Doing great.
You've been listening to any Panloko?
Of course, it's the World Cup, yes. And the black stars always come through with the Jama and the Panloko.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we'll get Jama next week.
Of course.
But let's get back to business. Song of the Week.
Mm-hmm.
Today's Song of the Week is Extravaganza, and mm-hmm. it's by a new group, an assembly of artists from Kenya called Soul Generation. Shall we just listen to it?
Let's go right into it.
Okay.
Sauti zoni na dieri ya kumechacha Karibuni kwenye extravaganza Benzoli alipofika
Alright, so this is a really interesting collection of artists. Mm-hmm. So we have in here, we have Sauti Soul,
mm-hmm.
and then Soul Generation is Ben Soul,
mm-hmm.
who we featured on the show before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And Nviri, the storyteller, Crystal Asige, and Kaskazini.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is a real magical group.
It's beautiful, and kudos to Sauti Soul for introducing Soul Generation, their new record label, with all these great artists in there. So this is like a welcome to Extravaganza, welcome to a great collective of artists.
Woo!
mashabiki wakabaki kwenye denzo.
Now, this female voice in here, this is Crystal Asige, and she's got a really nice voice, and there's some other interesting things about her.
Yes, apart from her beautiful voice, interestingly, she's visually impaired, but she doesn't allow that to push her back, because she's literally almost like a spokesperson, low-key, for the Soul Generation.
That's right. Love how they are playing with these melodies. The melody in the song is really beautiful, and they stretch it out. It's so beautiful.
Yes, and this has, correct me if I'm wrong, a rumba feel.
I think you're right.
Very popular in Kenya some years ago.
Yes, and then they're making it popular again.
Thank you, Salty Soul.
But listen up, this rhythm is going to change right about here. Just a beautiful song. Why are you looking for trouble?
Very, 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 very beautiful. Arguably one of their biggest songs out yet. Yes. Salty Soul and Soul Generation. Yes. Beautiful.
Very beautiful. And watch the video too, guys.
Oh, yes. It's very
really,
colorful.
It's nice. I'm Heather Maxwell.
And I'm Mr. Santia for you now and always.
And that was Extravaganza.
By
Soul Generation.
Let's go. And this is
Song of the Week. Hello, everybody. If you're just joining us, I'm Heather Maxwell, and we've got more great music coming up. But first, Bill Odidi brings us a wonderful interview from Nairobi with the very same artist who Kwame and I just featured as Song of the Week, Soul Generation. What do you think about that, Kwame?
Well, they are a group to look out for. They are definitely going to continue growing because they have a big mentor group, that's Salty Soul. Four strong men taking over the Kenyan music scene.
Yeah, yes. And the fact that Bill Odidi sent me this interview without me, you picked Song of the Week and you didn't know. So this is really, you know, they are really hitting Kenya hard.
Yes, hard. They are here to stay.
Yeah, let's listen.
Thank you very much indeed, Heather Maxwell. I'm Bill Odidi and welcome from Nairobi in Kenya. And I've got a very special acoustic performance from a hot new group of musicians in this country. They're called Soul Generation, and this is their amazing new single, Extravaganza, and they're performing this acoustic set just for Music Time in Africa. So take it away, guys.
Aye. Rumba imetamba, sauti soli na di area kumechacha. Karibuni kwenye extravaganza, na mviri alipofika alifunika. Walifunga milango, wakatupata tukondani nao. Wakaita makanjo, kumbe ni sisi huwalipa saldo bobo. Wakazima mitambo, shabiki wakabaki kwenye dance floor. Na iwe funzo kwao, tunaongoza wanafuata nyayo. Oh, 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 o
kuimba sauti soli na dieri ya kumechacha. Karibuni kwenye extravaganza na Kristo alipofika alifunika.
Wakaja na umati, wakageuka kuwa wafuasi. Wakaja na majini, wakapata tushazama kwa dini. Nyele za kifarasi, lakini si ni moto ya makasi. Risasi mwendo kasi, Daniyeli msiwachwe na bali.
Biggest hit of the year so far in Kenya, Extravaganza, is the name of a single by a group of musicians, they're known as Soul Generation. So what exactly do they mean by Soul Generation? Here is the singer Christol Asige explaining.
Soul Generation is a collective of musicians, songwriters, and basically just epic thinkers. And what we're trying to do at Soul Generation is to be our best and be greater than we are right now, so that other people can also be inspired to be greater. And then also obviously make music that is like the soundtrack to people's lives.
Yeah.
That means something, you know? Each line like means something different.
Different, yeah.
People gravitate to each line in their own way. So that's what we're trying to do. We're not just trying to make like empty songs, we're trying to make songs that will last, like future proof.
What was the process of getting the song together? I mean, you're all such diverse talents. How do you put together a song of 3-4 minutes? All these ideas floating in the room, in the studio.
It's a lot of back and forth, a lot. You see the way we work just before we started recording the
yes,
show?
Yeah,
like,
this
is the way we are in the studio when we're hanging out. We're just like, oh, you know, you do this, you do that, etc. You come in with your verse and guys are like, do it like this. And you come back again, you come back again, you come back again. And it's just like a massive team effort for sure. Like for me myself, I think I spent like 6 hours in the booth just like in one go repeating until I got it perfect.
Just sing for us that line, second verse.
I like your cueing, was it? No.
Wakaja
na umati, wakageuka kuwa wafuasi. Wakaja na majini, wakapata tushazama kwa dini. Nyele za kifarasi, lakini si ni moto ya makasi. Risasi mwendo kasi, Dandia ni msi wachwe na basi.
Great fun and music with Soul Generation. Let's check out their new single, Pombe Sigara, as I hand you back to Heather Maxwell and Bilo Didi in Nairobi, Kenya.
Bill O'Didi, and as always, great interview. Hi everyone, this is Heather, and now we turn to Mozambique, to vocalist Zina Bakar and her group Euforo. This is Otiawene, or My Faraway Love. Oh my friends, how it hurts to know that my love is so far away. I'm unable to sleep because each sound makes me think he's coming back. He took all my feelings away. I don't even feel it if someone hurts me.
Ompen tan suru tia wene, ashi patanu were handrima. Ompen tan suru tia wene, ashi patanu were handrima. Moro waru pati wakitantani, ondiro tamwona tutuela. Moro waru pati wakitantani, ondiro tamwona tutuela. Ni yoyo nukwele la walo, ni kwecha kulolo were.
Thank you.
That was Zina Bakar from Mozambique with Otiawene, a timeless love song. It was recorded in 2001. Here's Inyanya, another artist who will be firing up the stages in Canada this July at Afrofest Toronto.
Right here on VOA with Heather.
It's music time in Africa.
Okay, hello, lovies. This is Heather Maxwell, and I've got one more song for you today. This is the amazing Fally Ipupa, who will also be headlining at Afrofest in Toronto, Canada this month. This is one of my all-time favorites, Droit Chemin.
Mama, yakawa, vwanda, simba luketo, zenga luketo, aleto ningana, aleto vwanda, kese muyeso, poso nambonda, ale matiketa, ale matiketa, ale tobina, ale to niatak, ale, siatapata, jidi tetela, letitia mangaya, tina mangaya, chiko okeli. Tous les garçons, levez vos mains, alino sene, na Jennifer ilitu, imote de kwaku, mendo jamos. Voilà, allez tobina, allez tobina, allez matiketa, zenga luketo, allez tobina, ak, zenga luketo, nyata, mama, zenga luketo, kita, allez tokita nasi, allez tokita, awo to zenga leka, awo kumata, ak, toutes les filles, levez vos mains, Clarisse, Lisa, Razuna, le, Tinzongo, les filles, levez vos mains, allez to zenga,
zenga luketo,
ak, to zenga ko,
zenga luketo, mana,
nyata, ak, zenga luketo, nyata, puza, feza, RDC, Adeline Onema, Lorraine Compresso,
Tina Z3, les TLC.
Allez tout le monde, levez les mains. Allez tout le monde, Sorozo Miwozo, Okoni Lasso, Jiro Mokadi, Moto Yapali,
Emata,
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 Allez Moto Yapali,
Emata, Emata, Emata,
Oyo Yabango,
Ekita,
Mama,
Ekita, Ekita, Ekita,
Zenga lo ketut, pitak, ale tobin, lote moseka, fiston boel, irite mulele, Patrick mulele, Yannick mulele, Nandi Milombi. Mbo mouko komini fotogen, yo ka felite izon encore et toujours.
That's it for today, darlings. Thank you so much for joining.
Do that. We call for that. Wake up, we fall again. Fall again. We call for that. Can't wait to fall again.
One sip.
Bad for me.
One hit.
Bad for me.
One kiss.
Bad for me. But I give in so easily. And no thank you. It's how it should have gone.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil.